How to survive family gatherings with an eating disorder. Tip 2 of 3 by Zizo Calante. Last week, we spoke about how gatherings can be complicated and stressful for someone with an eating disorder. When we experience stress, eating disorders love to come out and play. We talked about recognizing triggers, being conscious around our disorders, and limiting our time with people or things that trigger us. If you missed the post, you can read it in the link here. This week, we're going to move on to step 2 of how to survive family gatherings. Step 2. Answer on your terms. When you have an eating disorder, there's often only so much you can do to hide it. Particularly if you're very thin, people notice. It's also hard if it's more out in the open that you struggle with one. For example, your family, friends, or coworkers are already talking about it, or you're in treatment, or have been in treatment. We've all experienced that family member, friend, or party guest who makes a stupid question or statement. For me, things like this really got to me. Immature joking comments like, "I wish I'd get an eating disorder for like a month." Well-meaning things like, "How could you possibly think you're fat?" Or, "You're too thin. Here, have a piece of pie." Invasive personal questions like, "I know you've had a few issues around food. Is it hard to be around all this food?" Or if you're in recovery, "Oh, I'm sorry, is it okay to eat these cookies around you or talk about this recipe?" Pretend people mean well, or at least give them the benefit of the doubt, but keep the ball in your court by answering on your terms. For example, you could say, "I'd rather not spend this time chatting about food, my body, fill in the blank, but I was wondering about your vacation to Bermuda. Did you have any interesting experiences there? How's your knitting class going? How the heck is Marbles the cat doing?" Turn the tables on them by asking something about their life. People love to talk about themselves. You could also say, "Those comments don't make me feel very good, and I want to celebrate tonight." Then, ask a question about them. You don't need to shame them. Just take control and steer the conversation into more peaceful waters. You could say, "Aunt Nancy, your pie looks amazing, and I'd love to take a piece to go. I know it was made with love." "Thanks, Janine. I'm sure the boss's birthday cake is delicious. At the moment, my body's telling me I'm full, and I want to respect that signal." "Thanks for the offer, Janine. I'm actually seeing a nutritionist right now, and it's important for me to stick with my meal plan." Whatever you say, be honest, polite, and firm. Repeat the same sentence if necessary, and don't be afraid to add a smile to disarm the person, because that's the goal. To disarm them, to take away the weapon that could harm you. Again, you have the right to your choices, and you have the right to limit your time around your triggers. You can read this entire post on Elephant Journal, and stay tuned on my blog next week for tip 3 on how to survive family gatherings with an eating disorder. Forward locomotion. Millions of people suffer from eating disorders, and they impact millions of loved ones. Eating disorders are a secret shame, so please share this post or the full post on Elephant Journal and help promote health and healing. All it takes is one thing to initiate a moment of hope. This moment can spur people on to recovery and allow them to travel the road home to themselves. Thank you so much for listening and for reading. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And remember, you are awesome, you can recover, and you are doing great things. With love, Z. Zizo Calante, me, is a fully recovered anorexic bulimic, passionately dedicated to assisting others in their recovery. My work appears in the Huffington Post, Psych Central, Adios Barbie, Peaceful Dumpling, and soon the Surviving ED blog at healthyplace.com. In high school, I developed a dysfunctional relationship with food, which overshadowed the next decade. After traveling the windy path of recovery, I won my happily ever after, And now I use the knowledge I gained to inspire people and deter others from the pointless path of skinny. I'm thrilled to announce my upcoming memoir, The Twisting War, which reveals the details of my journey and is meant to help those with eating disorders attain happiness and freedom, while also supporting the affected loved ones. For more empowerment around body image, food, and recovery, subscribe to my weekly blog and audio. You can also get me directly at z@zzocalante.com or at my number 310-853-3271 or check out my coaching page. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. With love, Z.